My brothers and sisters in Christ, it's been a pretty ordinary first week in October for us here at the cathedral, visiting hospitals, teaching classes, daily mass. Father Vetter got named Bishop of Helena, and we got a foot and a half of snow. Nothing's really changed, actually. The Twins still haven't won a postseason game in 15 years. Been a normal week. As Bishop Kagan announced the amazing news of Father Vetter's appointment as the Bishop of Helena, I didn't think so much about the many prayers of delight that were going up in the hearts of the people in Helena because they finally have a bishop after over a year and a half of waiting. But actually, to all of you, the people of the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, you had different rectors over the past 5 years. And it's a difficulty, and it shows a generosity on your part, on all of your parts, as you give to the church another one of your rectors. And so I'm thankful to God, and I'm also praying for all of you. Today, in the gospel reading, clearly Jesus is showing us the power of thankfulness. Jesus acknowledges this one who came back, who was healed, and he was a foreigner. Jesus even makes that point that the man was a foreigner. Not because Jesus was racist, of course, but because it made clear that this man who was returning was coming freely out of faithfulness to God. Nobody was forcing him. He didn't have his mom say, now go thank Jesus for what was done for you. He didn't have a government telling him to do that. He didn't have a boss. The fact that he came back and thanked Jesus was amazing to Jesus because nobody was forcing him to. He was a free human being who was given a great gift, who was actually thanking because he was filled with that gift of gratitude. Completely overflowing with it. His faith was alive. Jesus says at the end of the gospel, your faith has saved you. And so we can see what happens to a person who has many gifts or who has been blessed by God and knows that it is God who has given it to them. They have a thankful heart. If a person doesn't have faith in God, there's nobody really to thank. It was probably because of something that I did that I received the gift that I got. Or I was probably owed it. This man realizes that he was healed simply because God loved him. And he came back to thank God. He wasn't thanking Jesus for political gain. He was a foreigner. Nobody was there to clap for him. They actually probably thought he was perhaps a little bit weird for kneeling at the feet of Jesus. This is what thanksgiving allows us to do, true thanksgiving. It allows us to be humble enough to come and kneel before Almighty God, realizing that he is the one who is the giver of all good gifts, of all the things that we need. How good it is for us to acknowledge our gifts as coming from God. I wonder why those other nine didn't come back. It only says that one of them realized that he had been healed. One of them realizing that he had been healed. I wonder if the others were so distracted that they didn't even know that they were healed. But this one had faith when he cried out, Master, have pity on me. He was saying those words to Jesus with that confidence that Jesus was actually going to heal him. He was on his way to show himself to the priests because he thought that by doing so, he was actually going to be healed of his leprosy, not just going there for a blessing. faithfulness in our lives, truly putting hope in what God promises, brings about a constant thanksgiving in our hearts, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, makes us run back to God time and time again, whether things are going well or not so well, and to thank Him. And my brothers and sisters, that is what we do when we come to Holy Mass. Sunday after Sunday, we come to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, because we're thankful for what God has truly given us. We know that He's the giver of all good gifts. We are patiently awaiting His answer. We know that if we ask, we'll receive. That if we seek, we will find. And if we knock, God will open the door to us in His way and in His time. And we're confident in that, that He rewards faithfulness. Thankfulness is the expression of our faith. This is what the word Eucharist means, as you know. The word Eucharist means thanksgiving. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just, we say at every Mass. We're here to thank Almighty God for the blessings that He has bestowed upon us. We're here to thank Him ahead of time for the blessings that we know He has in store for us, the gift of heaven and the other blessings that we are able to experience here in this world. My brothers and sisters, this week, I encourage you, even though it's not Thanksgiving yet, to come up with a list of things that you are thankful for. Have that list clearly written down. Spouses, write it down together, the things that you know that God has blessed you with, no matter where you are on your path of marriage. Be thankful to God for the gifts. You don't have to make anything up that's not true. Think about the things that are truly a blessing in your lives, and be thankful to the one who you and I know gave them to you. We kneel before Jesus, just like this man in the gospel, and we say, Jesus, I thank you for the gifts that you have given us. We now come before Him in this Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Him.